Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 24th of March 2023. The Bible reading today is Acts chapter 20, verses 22 to 32. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. The task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. Now I know that none of you among whom I have gone about preaching the kingdom will ever see me again. Therefore, I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of any of you. For I have not hesitated to proclaim to you the whole will of God. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you, night and day, with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Today's article, titled Recognising God's Voice, was written by Sochiel Dixon. After years of research, scientists have learned that wolves have distinct voices that help them communicate with each other. Using a specific sound analysis code, one scientist realised that various volumes and pitches in a wolf's howl enabled her to identify specific wolves with 100% accuracy. The Bible provides many examples of God recognizing the distinct voices of his beloved creations. He called Moses by name and spoke to him directly. The psalmist David proclaimed, "I call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain." The Apostle Paul also emphasized the value of God's people recognizing his voice. When bidding farewell to the Ephesian elders, Paul said, "The Spirit has compelled him to head to Jerusalem." He confirmed his commitment to follow God's voice, though he didn't know what to expect upon his arrival. The apostle warned that savage wolves would rise and distort the truth, even from within the church. Then he encouraged the elders to remain diligent in discerning God's truth. All believers in Jesus have the privilege of knowing that God hears and answers us. We also have the power of the Holy Spirit, who helps us recognize God's voice, which is always in alignment with the words of Scripture. Let's pray. God, when the noise of the world around me threatens to make me wander from you, please help me recognize and obey your voice. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Angela, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.